Well, this morning we have a guest in with us to talk about bald eagles. Yeah, bald eagles. We're going to have some fun with a very fun topic here this morning. Laura Canning, the Cass County Naturalist, in with us this morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Bald eagles are fun.
Of course they are. They're fun to watch, too. Yeah. We are partnering with our city libraries this summer, and their summer reading programs are their theme is talking about building a better world. And so as Cass County Conservation, and we want to integrate that nature in with those summer reading programs, we're going to be talking a lot about the summer animal builders and things like that. We're even going to go into about the kids being better, taking care of the world, making it better out there too. So we'll be talking about recycling programs, things like that. But with animal builders, everybody thinks of like a beaver, which we will be talking about beavers later on in the summer. But one of the animal builders that build is those bald eagles that build huge nests up there. And then, of course, they're a little bit crazy because they're going to have their lay their eggs in January in Iowa. But a couple of Southwest Iowa naturalists got together. We knew this was coming up, and we are borrowing in the life-sized bald eagle nest that the Iowa DNR has. And so we'll be bringing it to Southwest Iowa, and we are going to take it around here in Cass County as well.
I think over the last several years, folks have been mesmerized by the Decora eagle.
Yes.
You know, we watch that online and see the progress, but that camera, it's hard to get to know exactly how big all these things are, how big the eagles are, how big the eggs are, how incredibly huge those nests are, because you don't get the aspect. You know, from you don't get the perspective looking at it on camera. And even here, there are some bald eagle nests in the area, but they're obviously not going to be set anywhere where you can get to them.
Yes,
so you're
looking
at them from a long ways away. It's hard to get perspective. Bald eagle nests can be larger than a car.
Yes, they can. They can weigh up to 2 tons, too, talking about weight of vehicles and things like that. And so the Iowa DNR in the winter does Bald Eagle Fests, we're able to see all of the nests very clearly in the winter with no leaves on the trees. And so they use it in the winter, and so we are going to borrow it for the summer. And if you've been to a Bald Eagle Fest, you might have seen this, but we don't have a Bald Eagle Fest here in Cass County or around, so we wanted to bring it this way, and we're going to do a short presentation about bald eagles, but then we will go outside and look at the bald eagle nest itself, and we'll talk about how they build it, and, you know, there's also different shapes of nests that they can build. At least I know here in Cass County, a lot of times our bald eagle nests get affected by ice storms. When we have a really good big ice storm, they can get blown down in the ice storm, things like that. We'll talk about our Cass County nests as well. But we'll be talking about lots of different things to do with those bald eagles.
It's kind of neat for kids. They learn about bald eagles in school because, of course, it's the national bird.
Right.
But also, you know, for folks like me, for example, I grew up over in Dubuque on the river. Bald eagles, I don't want to say they weren't that big a deal, but we saw them all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we could just go out and just watch on the bluffs over the river and watch them nest and hunt and feed and all that kind of stuff. Around here, yes, there are some bald eagles, not the kind of numbers you see in other places. So while they are here, they are relatively rare for us to actually sit and watch for a while. So it is kind of neat for kids to get the up-close experience.
Yes, and the nest, you know, being able to really see that nest, like you were saying earlier, you know, I can see it from far away. Mm-hmm. But you don't get that size aspect to it and why they might, you know, how are they going to also keep them warm in the nest and things like that. And so it really helps give that visual to the kids. So, yes, it's not going to fit inside of our libraries either. not very easily, not without me and having a lot of people to help me lift it. But so we're actually going to have the bald eagle nest outside as well. We are going to get to every library in the county. And so we are all, so some, it's busy, it's summer. And so there's nothing that says that you can't go to the Griswold Library Program or the Cumberland Library Program. If that works better in your schedule, mm-hmm. come ahead, come join us, and still get to see the bald eagle nest as it gets to travel around Cass County a little bit.
Yeah, so you have this traveling display, but is there going to be a program with it? Will the kids learn right. a lot about the details?
Yes, yep. So we'll do a program. We'll have set programs. And so Griswold Library is our kickoff, and that will be on Monday the 12th, and then we'll go from there in to all the rest of the counties and or all the rest of the cities in the county.
Mm-hmm. So, how long will these programs last?
Less than an hour, so around 45 minutes. Some of them are. Some of the libraries wanted to do an adult learning program, so mm-hmm. That one will be geared a little bit more for adults, and some of the other ones will be the children's programs geared for a little bit more for those kiddos. But you know, we also talk about a lot of times that. Bald eagles are our success story. There are they came back from almost the brink of extinction, mm-hmm. and so we talk about that. And we're also gonna talk about some of the things they face today, like lead poisoning and things like that. Back you know, lead poisoning was happening back in those days too. Even though you saw tons of them, started mm-hmm. to see many of them near Dubuque. We are also, even though we're seeing an uptick in their population, we're still seeing an uptick in some of the diseases that they can get.
Absolutely. Well, they're not immune to everything. They, much like every other bird out there, there are certain things. We see that with the trumpeter swans.
Yes.
You do programs all the time here with the trumpeter
swans.
We have
a lot in common with trumpeter swans, actually.
Really? Well, but we see a lot of the things that we probably never really considered, and these can be threats to
yep.
them. And although they seem large, they seem majestic, they seem somewhat indestructible, they're not so much.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Yes.
So these programs are going to be going on, as you said, around the county, starting in Griswold. And we'll get you the schedule here real quick. On June 12th, they'll have the adult learning program at 10 a.m. and the children's program at 1:30. The Atlantic Library will have it on the 13th. It'll be the adult learning program at 5:30. And then the children's programs on June 14th at two times, 10:30 and 2:30. Messina Library, also on the 13th, will have a 10 a.m. children's program. Cumberland Library, June 20th, and that'll be at 10:30 a.m. At the Lewis Library, 1:30 on June 21st. And the Anita Library will be 11 a.m. on June 28th. And you can check out our website on the Daily Diary page. Got a complete list of all of those times and places, because I'm sure you probably won't remember every last detail we just talked about the times and places. Is this something that, it's kind of nice that you're doing, I guess, the adult programs too, because that was one of my questions I was going to throw at you until you let me know there were two separate programs, was, is this something that the adults will
yeah.
pick some things up for too? So you've tailored two different shows.
We're gonna gear two of them to adults. So that's one where we'll talk more about why they started to go extinct, mm-hmm. And why also that, you know, that lead poisoning is happening and some of the current stories and the current issues with the bald eagles today that, you know, the adults might wanna. Be more interested in.
So are there a few good places in the county to be able to catch a glimpse of a bald eagle?
Oh, yes. We have actually, they build a nest every, their territory is about 2 river miles. And so they also build a dummy nest. So they're going to build another dummy nest about 2 miles down the river as well. And so we have in Cass County, counting an old nest that got blown into bits a little bit. We have about 4 nests in Cass County, now of which we know for sure one of them is active, and one of them is pieces of a nest. The other one is a dummy nest. And then there is one that is in northern Cass County that is actually a dummy nest to another pair. that they actually nest in Audubon County, but they had their dummy nest is just barely over the line into Cass. So they're kind of territorial with their nests, and again, back to having open water and fishing and those kind of things available. That's why they're kind of territorial, and they want to. We can't have so many crowded into one little piece of the river.
Absolutely, but in this around this region, not just Cass County.
Yeah.
Probably no matter where you live, there's a chance you could see them around?
There's almost one in every county. We have, our numbers are back up over 8,000 nesting pairs. So, so we're getting there slowly and surely, so.
And if nothing else, you can always go online and see the Decora bald eagles.
Yes, yes. I know we love to watch them, one year they switched nest on them too. So two or three years ago they put up the cameras in both nests in case they picked the other nest, and then they did. Their character is a little bit too, and it's opened everybody's eyes to what really goes on in there.
Absolutely.
And what they're doing.
Gets people talking about something positive.
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny. All that human technology and the eagles can still fool you. Never know. See, these are the things you're going to learn if you come to the programs.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you for doing such fun things. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It.